Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Tuesday, December 16th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here is what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, a Washington state sheriff defends his deputy's controversial comments. Then, your social media activity factors into your threat score. And a new poll shows Americans want fewer gun restrictions. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Anybody that's got a head on their shoulders is working to try to fix things politically while arming to the teeth and getting ready.
Well, you'll recall that yesterday we showed you shocking video that was provided exclusively to InfoWars showing a Washington State Sheriff's deputy on camera saying that officers need all of those MRAP vehicles because of those pesky constitutionalists with firearms. Now, the video prompted thousands of comments and a 9-minute video response from Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich in which he claims that the video was being taken out of context.
Today I'm here to talk to you a little bit about a InfoWars report that states that a Spokane County deputy stated that we need a armored personnel vehicle to deal with constitutionalists that have stockpiled ammunition.
That is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where? What kind of a situation in the U.S. would
well,
you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that, stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition.
That report, in and of itself, is very misleading. What you haven't been told is a particular interview started by a lady filming deputies at a charity function that were working with the MRAT, and her whole contention was that we were trying to desensitize children to the fact that we had an MRAT, that it was all propaganda. She then proceeded to interview not just one deputy, but a sergeant, a corporal, and a deputy. My question is why is only 3 seconds of that interview being shown by InfoWars?
Because we are engaged in real journalism here. We go wherever the truth leads us. Now, we've seen a long slide towards a paramilitary police state in this country. I've been talking about it for a long time, made 4 films on the subject since the late 1990s, and we are now here. They've gone from denying that this is happening to admitting it.
The Department of Homeland Security is working with law enforcement to build a domestic army because the federal government is afraid of its own citizens. And don't forget, the FBI, the DHS, and the nation's police departments, they are being trained that we are the enemy. And look, I've got here a Department of Justice constitutionalist extremist guide right here in my hand. This was published by the DOJ. And it says to look out for American citizens who are members of the Patriot Movement. This is a training manual that's titled Investigating Terrorism and Criminal Extremism, published by the DOJ, complete with terms and concepts to help recognize potential extremists. And I'm going to read some of their bullet points, and you're not going to believe this. This is what they consider to be extremist speech. Anyone who talks about black helicopters, well, they are obviously prone to conspiracy theory beliefs, and they should be monitored and considered a threat, according to the DOJ. If you talk about the Bilderberg Group or the Trilateral Commission or the CFR, you are a threat. Anyone who talks about the Illuminati or the New World Order, well, you're a threat. And if you stockpile food, water, and weapons, you might be an extremist, according to the United States Department of Justice.
So rather than apologize for the comments made by his deputy, the sheriff essentially blames InfoWars for daring to report on this story and saying that this video was taken out of context, that the quote was taken out of context, even though it speaks for itself. The video in its entirety speaks for itself. He said exactly what he meant. There was no way to spin that. We let him say what he said. So joining me now is Washington State Republican Representative Matthew Shea, who was appalled when he was presented with this video. What did you think when you saw the initial video with the sheriff deputy saying that they needed these armored military vehicles to deal with constitutionalists with firearms?
Absolutely appalling. It was actually unbelievable that somebody would say that on camera. And immediately, I looked at the whole video. It's very clear that this is in context. In fact, I don't even know a context or a situation where such a statement would ever be justified. So it was very appalling to me and to all of our community here in Spokane Valley, Washington. A lot of people are up in arms right now and asking the sheriff what on earth he is thinking and what his policies are that would lead a deputy to be so comfortable saying that in a public place like that and what he's going to do about it.
Right, especially considering a lot of the backlash that deputies are facing just being on camera, being filmed by citizens to hear to just so casually be able to offer up that as a response. And then, of course, you saw the 9-minute video response there by Sheriff Knezovich and basically saying it was all taken out of context, we're fear-mongering. What did you think about his response?
Well, this is the smoking gun. Senator Rand Paul here just a couple weeks ago actually called out the people administering the grant program that sends these armored vehicles down to local law enforcement and asked a question then, why do you need bayonets? Why do local law enforcement need bayonets? Give me one instance where they could use those things. And I think that that's what this particular individual, when they interviewed the deputy, was asking the same question. And the question has to be answered by him, not by the public. He's the one that has to defend why he's against being a constitutionalist, being against somebody that loves the rule of law, that loves the Constitution, being against somebody that believes that the Constitution means what it says. He's got to defend that. And his deflection, which is what that 9-minute video was really kind of what he does here in Spokane County, is a long pattern of behavior of bullying and intimidation. And that's really the way it came across to me and many other elected officials out here in Spokane Valley.
Mm. And this has larger implications. What do you think is the broader implications for this militarization of the police and this kind of mentality that they seem to be getting this training to fear veterans and fear those who are constitutionalists and fear Americans exercising their Second Amendment right?
Well, they want us to self-censor. I mean, that's the worst form of tyranny, when we're so afraid to say anything or do anything that we self-censor. And the MIAC report that came out here a few years ago, I mean, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution. I love it. I served my country in combat as a veteran. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-gun. I supported Ron Paul. So suddenly I'm on a list. And what's very startling about this particular sheriff is he had the Southern Poverty Law Center in here training his deputies a few years ago. And a lot of the rank and file deputies actually expressed their concerns with the training and their concerns with the direction that the sheriff was taking the department. And so I think that anytime we have somebody that is saying innocent citizens that have done nothing else other than love the Constitution are somehow the enemy, we don't live in a free country anymore. And when that is allowed to stand, then tyranny gets a foothold. And I think that that's one of the reasons there's been such this great public outcry here in Spokane Valley, Washington, why there's going to be a protest in front of the sheriff's office this weekend, and why he needs to take action to do, I think, the right thing, which would be to apologize to the citizens, do some remedial constitutional rights classes, establish a citizen board to oversee the deployment of that MRAP, or even better yet, get rid of it and send it back. And also to meet with the people he's offended instead of trying to blame them for what his deputy said. And clearly, what other conversations occurred before this to make that deputy so comfortable that he could say that in a public place in front of a Walmart?
Absolutely. Do you see any legislation or anything coming from just what we've learned in recent months about the 1033 program and just how outspoken they're being about what these military, what this military equipment is actually going to be used for?
Well, we are. There's a group of liberty legislators in Washington State. We have something called the Freedom Agenda, and we're working very closely together right now to address this situation. And I want to highlight one other thing that happened in October, actually October 20th, 2014. Our sheriff had a closing statement at the Central Valley High School Government Club debate. And here's what he said. This is an exact transcription. Quote, I, with the strike of a pen, can affect your freedom. I can also take your life in certain circumstances. That is an alarming attitude. So I think that regardless of what legislation we introduce, we have got to change the attitude back to what it originally was, and that's being a peace officer instead of a law enforcement officer. And I think if that happens, we won't be having these discussions about MRAPs being used against constitutionalists anywhere in America.
My goodness, that is absolutely chilling quote that you read. And that is the mentality. They are given a license to kill. And yet we see them again and again being able to get away with it, not being indicted because of this blue privilege. But Representative, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for meeting with us last minute. And anything else we need to know about the protests? I know they're planned for this Saturday.
This Saturday in front of the Valley Sheriff's Office at about 2 o'clock. And so far, the response has been overwhelming. So I expect a very good turnout there. A lot of elected officials are talking about attending as well. So I think this is a broad rejection and repudiation of how the sheriff is handling this entire situation.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing. We'll speak soon. So should you be concerned if you're not one of those armed constitutionalists? Well, yes, considering that the police are now shooting people just because they feel threatened, what does that even mean? How do you even measure a threat level? Well, now police are using a new application that combs through all of your social media posts to determine your threat level. Law enforcement authorities have utilized an application called Beware since 2012. It takes just seconds to crawl billions of records in commercial and public databases to assign a threat rating to an individual, green, yellow, or red. It can scan residents' online comments, social media, and recent purchases for any warning signs. They'll use commercial, criminal, and social media information, including any comments that could be construed as offensive, and all of these things contribute to the threat score. Homeowners who don't trim their trees can also be targeted as well. So, of course, this has red flags everywhere. Not only is this setting up a society for pre-crime, but there's all sorts of opportunities for this to fail. What if the system doesn't update if a person moves out of their home and a new person with a different threat level moves into that home? We've already seen SWAT teams throw a flashbang grenade into the crib of Baby Boo Boo because they didn't realize that a baby was in the home. They did that mistakenly, and they got off scot-free when they threw a flashbang grenade into a crib that blew a hole in a baby's chest and face and put scars all over his body. So, of course, something like that could happen if they're using this to determine someone's threat level and it's not updated. And, of course, if you get pulled over, now cops are going to be able to assess your threat level before they even step out of the vehicle. So this just gives us another reason to worry about being scared by a trigger-happy, too scared cop. But what also constitutes a offensive or threatening post online? People have been in jail for posting rap lyrics. So this is all, it's incredibly chilling. And the sheriff saying that constitutionalists are the biggest threat to America really doesn't fly with the facts and the reality that Americans are 9 times more likely to be shot by police officers than terrorists. And 5,000 people have been killed by police officers since 9/11. Now, according to a recent PBS poll, an overwhelming majority of Americans now favor gun rights. And this was a poll that was run by PBS, the government-funded PBS, might I say. And this was on the 2-year anniversary of Sandy Hook. And basically, they pumped readers full with pro-gun control statistics and then asked people whether they would like these similar gun control policies in their state. And of course, they were probably shocked at the overwhelming response. 95% of respondents believe that laws like this will unnecessarily punish lawful gun owners and will do little to prevent mass shootings. That was 79,000 votes out of a total of 83,000. So Americans can see the writing on the wall, even when they're faced with irrefutable proof, their own sheriffs on camera admitting that they are gearing up for war with the American people, not for some foreign enemy. Even then, they want to backpedal and say, oh, no, that's not what we meant. It's kind of like the government and their governmental agencies continuing to deny the fact that they are engaged in geoengineering. Now, we know many of you have already seen the strange phenomenon in the sky for yourselves. But coming up, we're going to be speaking with two women who are investigating some really bizarre spider web-like filaments falling from military planes in the sky. We'll be right back.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process, this ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
For years, people have been trying to sound the alarm on geoengineering, solar radiation management, solar aerosols, chemtrails, whatever you want to call it. People refuse to talk about it. They just say it's a conspiracy theory. But now with the internet and the fact that people all have cameras right there on their phones to be able to record these anomalies in real time, it's getting a little bit more difficult for people who refuse to look up into the sky to deny that there's something curious going on. Well, today we have two guests who are actually recording this and collecting this evidence in real time. Marie Snow and her friend Corey Gunnels live in Chino Valley, Arizona, when they noticed mysterious fibers falling from three military aircraft, including a C-130, they discovered that hundreds, if not thousands, of these mysterious fibers were collecting all over the natural terrain, all over the power lines, the fence posts, and they reported that these fibers were very thick, thick spider webs. And so they decided to collect them and send in some samples to individual labs, as well as giving them to a local news affiliate. And you will not believe the way that that local news affiliate tried to spin this story. So Corey and Marie, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, Corey, can you just describe to us what happened that day?
Sure. I happened to be standing outside when I heard a aircraft, very loud, unusual. And I looked up, and coming directly over my property was a large KC-130 that was followed immediately in very close distance by two other planes. And it was at a very low elevation, so it was very loud. I happened to have my cell phone in my hand, so I clicked it to camera. and didn't even really have time to focus. I just hoped that I got it in a, you know, a shot of it, which I did. And that's what I sent to you. Maria is a friend of mine who lives about 8 miles to the northeast. And that was the direction the planes were headed. So I called her and asked her if she would go outside to see if she could see them. And she did. And then within a few minutes, you know, she said, "Oh my, can you see that? Can you see that?" And I, at that time, I didn't know what she was talking about. And she described that the sky filled with these, what to her looked like long 50-foot raindrops. So within a couple minutes, because of the prevailing wind coming west to the southwest, my sky filled with these long filaments. When it came to my area, they were about 10 to 20 feet long, kind of shimmery, like a cobweb would look, although, you know, really long. And the sky filled. It persisted for about an hour, and these things were catching on all of the vegetation and the trees and so forth. So that's how it started.
Right, so just covering a swath of area. And you did send me a video that some other geoengineering activists have dubbed these things chem webs. And I've noticed some of the pictures are, the fibers are a little thicker than what we're seeing there with those filaments that look very much like spider webs. Were those just kind of clumped together, or was it something different that dropped from the planes or a different day or?
No, there were three things happening that day with when the sky filled. There were the long shimmery like filaments. Then some of them would be like a long shimmer with a clump and then long shimmer. And then there were some clumps, just plain clumps, kind of like as if if you have a pet and sometimes they pull a little bit of cotton batting out of a toy.
Mm-hmm.
A little fluff piece. There were some of those floating in the air as well.
Right. And so, Marie, you decided to collect some of these samples and do some testing, and you also alerted the news media, and you reported that other people also called into the news media to report seeing these fibers floating in the sky.
Yes. Yes. After I saw these fibers falling, I was worried, and I didn't want to touch them with my hand. Anything that falls from the direction of an aircraft can't be a very good thing to breathe or touch. So I went in and got some gloves and tried to find a mask, but I couldn't find one. I went back outside. I had a white piece of paper, and I rolled it up somewhat, and I wound the fibers around the piece of paper over and over. These were long fibers. I couldn't even tell you how many minutes I could have kept winding around the paper. I had to break the fiber finally.
Wow, so it was a kind of like a thicker fiber that didn't just break apart like a spider web would, or it was like a thick spider web.
It was very sticky, and it was very thick.
Mm. And long.
Yes, and
very long.
Wow.
And I also collected it from the plants, trees, fences, and we had it tested.
The very first thing we did, both of us did call the EPA. I did reach, we're in Region 9, where the headquarters are in San Francisco, and the woman there told me, she said, "Look, because this is happening in real time in Arizona, you need to call someone closer, so call Arizona Department of Environmental Quality." And she gave me an inside name and number, as well as the main number for a backup. So that's where we started. And then there were many other calls to the FAA, to air traffic control, to legislators. And then also Marie did contact the media.
Yes. We contacted 94 members of legislature. I called probably five different news networks, and we did hear back from CBS 5 in Phoenix.
And so where are you with that? Any word from the EPA or the FAA or any of these politicians, anyone that you were able to get in contact with?
Leanne, what I would tell you is that this is kind of a typical story of geoengineering where they delicately kind of dance around. And I did have a very long conversation with Congressman Gosar's aide. She was really good. And she was going to, you know, get in contact with the EPA. What I can tell you, though, is the story that CBS Channel 5 did really marginalized it. Mm-hmm. I asked them to please hold the story until all the facts were in, until our lab tests were returned and so forth, and they chose not to. So their story really lacked integrity, and I think you already know that their conclusion, they said that these things were cattle bandages, that they looked at it under 40 times microscope and an infrared, which matches kind of a chemical signature to their database, and they said it was flour, gluten, and bacitracin. That really differs with the tests that we had done at Certified Lab and came back showing high levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium.
Right. I have those lab tests here. It was just so shocking how completely different these reports were. And you did ask them to please hold off on reporting the story until your lab tests could come in as well. Sure. So you could show them side by side. They didn't do that. They went ahead with what their theory was. And they even had a very leading photo in the beginning of the report. Yeah. Someone standing in front of a cotton field or like an opening of cotton to already kind of program that predictive programming for whoever is going to watch that report. Oh, this is what you saw that day when everyone called in and noticed that there were things falling from the sky. It was just cotton or, you know, just mysterious right. spider webs. And then they end the report saying that the theory is that these are dissolvable cattle bandages. But that's something that is very easily verified because you can just go get some samples from cattles yeah. to see if they match.
Yeah, and the other thing is, why would your sky fill with 10 to 20 foot long filaments for an hour's time after three military planes go over and possibly think it could be cattle bandages? I mean, it's crazy. The other thing is, there were three other independent eyewitness reports in Phoenix. We are 100 miles north of Phoenix. We're a high mountain area. Our elevation is a mile high. It's, you know, 5,400 plus feet. Phoenix is a desert valley. Their climate doesn't support cattle. And so they didn't mention that they had three people see the same. And, you know, there are other people around the United States, Europe, and Australia that are seeing the same exact things.
Right. We're seeing persistent gaslighting. You know, it's a persistent gaslighting technique to tell you that you're not seeing what you are actually seeing. But, I mean, we have the internet now. Everyone's got cameras on their phones, and more people are actively uploading these things in real time. The planes are flying over. You're seeing them falling from the sky. And, I mean, we can see the video of it. They're glistening spider web-like things right. everywhere, on everything, right. coating everything. So as a reporter, as a news station, I mean, that's the air that you're living in as well and your children are living in. Why wouldn't you want to get to the bottom of it? Why wouldn't you want to know what is being dropped in your sky over your city? It just doesn't even make sense why people just want to continually lie to themselves, let alone the rest of the public.
Mm-hmm. I always say, what if, to the doubters, what if it's real? What if your children are inhaling these heavy metals? I just wouldn't take a chance. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, exactly. We always report on just the dangers of these heavy metals in your food and the dangers for pregnant women or for children who get these things yeah. in their vaccines. So here they are covering the entire sky or your organic garden, you know, yeah. farm land and everything. So this is obviously something that affects us all. Right. Ladies, where can people go to get some more information? I know you're working on a Facebook page specifically for people who have just more proof to lend to this movement.
Right. Yes. We're looking for lab tests for blood from the fibers.
You have to name the Facebook page.
Oh, go ahead, Corey.
The Facebook page is called Geoengineering Fallout Evidence.
Okay.
And so we would encourage people to go to that if they have also witnessed this, if they have photographs, if they have lab tests. Videos would be really helpful. As a result of doing some of these interviews, other people have contacted us saying that they've seen the same thing.
Yes.
Most interesting, Leanne, is a woman in Tennessee who has witnessed this for a year and 1 month in all seasons. She said, including below zero. So she's the one that the video that you saw, you know, it was really good. That was a pretty good capture of what it looks like. So where we are, you know, yesterday we had a disappointment, not a surprise, but a disappointment, where the congressman sent an email of the contact that he had from the EPA saying that the EPA saw the CBS report and felt that they could dismiss it, that, you know, that was a good conclusion. Can you imagine? The EPA is, you know, they are supposed to be our protection, right? And the scientists, they should not rely on a marginalized mainstream media report.
Yeah, absolutely. That doesn't even have a scientist seeing if her theory is correct by getting cattle bandages to see if it's the same material that she's dealing with. And you can Google geoengineering today. There's all sorts of articles today. You can see they're preparing people for geoengineering. They're saying it's going to be the only thing that's going to help the environment. It's the only thing that's going to help us with global warming, and that they need to start allowing these programs to take place as if they aren't already. So we see it's they know that there's, you know, just too many people that are aware of what is happening and are asking questions and aren't going to just believe that random spider webs fall out of planes, and that's totally normal.
That's correct.
Yes.
They're conditioning the public to start to become familiar with the term geoengineering or weather modification or solar radiation management. What they're, you know, like you said, they're not admitting that they've been using these programs since the 40s. They really amped up in the 90s, and the last 3 years have been horrendous. They, you know, geoengineering has been causal to a lot of our climate problems, you know, the droughts and the floods and so forth. But they're trying to sell this as a fix.
Exactly. And that's exactly what the BBC reported in November, or even just yesterday. There's just all these reports. I've got them pulled up, but that's what they're saying. This could be harmful to millions of people. We have no idea what they are putting in the sky or how it's going to affect our natural climate, messing with the weather, making clouds brighter or whatever they're doing. But the bottom line is we're quite aware that something is happening and we deserve to know the truth. We deserve to not be treated like children who are told that our eyes are deceiving us and that, you know, spider webs are now flying planes and making these huge webs across the sky. Tell me the name again of the Facebook group, and we're going to go ahead and ask our viewers to participate and send in their evidence.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's called geoengineering-fallout-evidence.
Awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being active in this and for calling all those 99 people. And that's what it takes. That is what it's going to take, is for all of us to take some action and demand some answers. Thanks again.
I'm not finished yet.
Yeah.
We'll keep working on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know you can watch us at prismplanet.tv. Just become a subscriber and your username and password can be shared with up to 20 people at the same time. You're going to get instant access to all of our content. 18 years worth of content is there. And of course, you'll help support this operation. And anything that you buy at the InfoWars store will also help us to run the InfoWars news media. We are running some huge specials right now. If you've wanted to try any of our InfoWars Life products, now is the time to do it. These make excellent stocking stuffers. And like I said, you help all of us to continue bringing us all of the news that you need to fight the info war. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight, and we'll see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.